my son died 5 years ago.
Yeah.
My husband gave up drink, smoking cigarettes, and hash.
Yeah.
Hash. All things like that. And he started.
You're just laughing over
and
there.
I know, never talk.
She still smokes it, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. She still helped.
He took up running, and he started running marathons, and he fundraising to raise money for sick children, and he's still doing it. It's I think it's one where he dealt with the death of the child as well.
Yeah. And how did you deal with the death of your child?
Death medication.
I don't know, I just he went quiet and didn't bother looking at or nothing.
Yeah.
But then I just shut myself off from everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I came out of it soon enough. Because I had a load of good friends and everything, you know, that used to call and...
Mm. Yeah. So you got fired?
I did,
yeah. Thank you.
Do your mummy one favour, please? Just one.
Yeah, we had a lot of, friends used to call and, look at this, you just sit and yap and...
Yeah.
It made me feel good. It's better for me.
Were your parents there?
My mother came over, my dad came, because he was stuck at home, but my mum came over for in the following week. We went over to Scotland for a month.
Excuse me.
But no, we had to just come home again. Because I miss being here, because I felt as if he was here by himself.
Yeah.
And I felt guilty, so I had to come back home. Even though he was gone, like, it's just the way I feel. And when I come home, I found I was pregnant. Started life all over again. And then I had Samantha, another girl, so that was two girls. And then a couple of years later, I got pregnant again.
Sure.
And then it was another girl.
Yeah.
And then 10 months later, a boy. Because I had a statue of Our Lady in the house. Oh, no. Holy people, do you know, like, if they really believe to get these statues.
Yeah.
And one of the corporation workers gave it to me.
John.
And he said, he said, pray. So he gave it to me, and it was a statue, but he had real blue satin, you know, cape over, and he says, keep fresh flowers and a nightlight lighting by her at all times, and pray there every night, she'll look after you. So he said, I prayed for a house, and I prayed for a son.
For the son?
Yeah. Not for a boy.
Yeah.
Because I said, please, I'd love to be a boy, and I'd love a new house. I got a house, and I had a daughter. 9 months later, I had the son. I went, I didn't mean that fast. Do you know how there's 10 months between the two babies?
Yeah.
So she went, oh my God, you're having the girl. And so straight away, they gave me the boy. I was disgusted. I wish I hadn't prayed for the boy now. I had them too fast. I got the two things that I asked them, two things that I got.
See?
Yeah.
And that was just praying for the statue.
Who was that a statue of?
Our Lady.
All right.
And I just kept the nightlife. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no hope I was getting at the flats. Like,
never know.
Do you know? And we get a nice house. I ended up with the son as well. One boy, this boy, one. Mad.